Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey.
Hello.
Second day in a row we're having to work.
Ooh. Yeah.
I need me some time off.
I know. 2025. Yeah, not.
It's already sucking. Ugh. Hate it. I mean, I thought doing yesterday and being all lively with it and pretending like we enjoyed it would be enough to suffice. We could run that whole show from yesterday several times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was funny enough.
This week, yeah. Think so.
But here we are.
Yeah. Here we are.
How is your New Year's resolution going, TJ, to eat cleaner and...
Oh, great.
Is it going good?
Yeah.
You're wasting away before our very eyes.
I know. It's going to happen. You know, I'll lose these last few 71 vanity pounds, you know, in probably 4 years tops.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to tie you to the chair so you don't float away.
Yeah, I know. And that's the way you encourage people. Sarcasm and ridicule.
I think so.
And that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Right there.
I think so. Mm-hmm. You did say you weren't going to use coffee creamer in there anymore because of the preservatives.
Yeah, it's got stuff in it that makes you look more bloated and all. And if I look any more bloated than I do now, people are going to be walking up to me and seeing what happens if they stick me with a pen.
You're bloated.
He's getting ready for that balloon festival. So yesterday on the show, I was letting everyone know how the studio became clean and my wife's take on everything as she was up here cleaning it. My wife was kind of feisty about it. We'll let you rehear that. And if you didn't hear it the first time, you're not going to rehear it. You'll just hear it. So it's today's... In case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Why is there a beach towel on the back of Lindsay's chair? No, we're not a-going swimming down to the swimming hole. It's because my wife demanded it. And that was part of today's In Case You Missed It replay. So here you go. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Yesterday we were up here cleaning the studio one of us was cleaning and then the other one was being a soundboard, a sounding board for the one who was cleaning and yelling.
Oh, okay. Was she?
No, I was helping. I was helping.
Was she on fire? Was she making a lot of comments while she was in here?
No, not mad, mean kind of things. Just like, oh my God. Like, just, you know, look at those cobwebs. Look, can you get this while I'm doing that? And, you know, mm-hmm. The only thing she got mad about was Lindsay's chair. She said, I can't believe y'all make Lindsay sit in this chair that's falling apart. He's got black stuff that comes off. Is that coming off on her clothes every day? And so she sent us a towel for Lindsay to sit on now until we can get in the budgets for chairs.
I kind of think this is cute, though.
Yeah, it's cute.
It adds a little flair.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't bother me. I mean, it did get on my skin when I wore shorts, you know. And I have cream-colored seats in my car, and I'd get out and go inside, and there'd just be black, like leather chips.
Yeah. But, it's kind of peeling off. The leather straps peeling off on the chair. And she goes, and if I'd have known Alexis was sitting in that all that time, I would have been mad about that, too. And Alexis's chair was worse.
Hers was really
bad.
Yeah. It's in the back of my truck going to the dump today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one that was in the corner. She goes, what is that chair sitting there in the corner? It's got extension cords sitting in it. Can we get rid of that? Are y'all not sitting that anymore? Why is it just sitting there in the corner with extension cords?
This is where we put our extension cords.
I said, I don't know. I guess Rob needs it there.
I swear I thought you were going to say extensions, like hair extensions.
I
was like, did I leave some hair? Yeah.
Did she find anything surprising? Like, were there any, like, crows that were dead under the desk or anything? I mean, anything bizarre?
She did find a dead roach that she swept up.
Okay.
And and the mold in the coffee pot.
That'll happen.
I drank out of that coffee pot here and there.
Not anymore. There's a new one.
Oh, thank goodness.
But but we did most of the stuff in this room, and there's another room in there that, you know, it needs organizing and cleaning. So that'll be next week, I think. Next weekend.
All right.
It actually just needs to be burned. Just
burn it down.
Burn it to the ground.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah.
Because I see a little bit of Facebook Marketplace in my future.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff back there that we haven't used in a long time that we could probably sell.
Yeah.
It's a lot of equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
You get 15 cents a piece for it.
Who needs a cord? Yeah.
And I started to say, Jody, Lindsay doesn't need fancy things. I mean, she's been wearing earbuds that she got off of a plane for free.
Yeah.
Out of the airline. Right now, she came in with new ones she got for Christmas, I guess. It's the first time.
Yeah. I bought them $12.99 on Amazon, but they're pink and they're cute.
They're cute.
I'm not high maintenance, and I've been dealing with boy things for y'all.
Your whole life. You got two brothers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she's used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is Lindsay getting the white glove treatment? She doesn't need it.
I eat Slim Jims for breakfast, for God's sake.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the company that used to lease out Michael Jackson's plane, he flew privately, obviously. He wasn't getting back there in coach in a window seat. Michael Jackson flew a leased plane. Well, these court documents have come out that show what Michael Jackson wanted to eat while he was flying privately. And this is so weird to me. So for breakfast, this is what Michael Jackson wanted. KFC original chicken breasts, mashed potatoes, corn, biscuits, scrambled eggs with strawberry jelly, gravy, and spray butter. Then for lunch, he wanted KFC original chicken breasts, mashed potatoes, gravy on the side. Same with biscuits and all that stuff. If he's traveling for a number of consecutive days, he'll try other forms of chicken, but also still wants the KFC.
Oh, wow.
He'll try it. I would say just get him the KFC. He's not interested in trying another chicken. But why bother?
But that's so weird, because you would figure that all he'd eat is alfalfa sprouts and things like that, because he was so tiny.
Mm-hmm. He's this big around. He's a string bean.
I need to know his secrets.
Yeah. Well, turns out he was
all the drugs and everything in his system was probably burning it all up.
I imagine
with the dancing.
Yeah.
So but, noted.
Yeah. Then dinner, he wanted KFC original chicken breasts, mashed potatoes, gravy on the side, corn on the cob, biscuits, strawberry jelly. And then for dessert, he rarely eats dessert, but will ask for a sundae 1 out of 10 times you fly with him. Eats mostly gum and mints for dessert, or he will pick at whole fruit. Now here's where it gets really weird. He wants white wine in a Diet Coke can on every flight. White wine in a Diet Coke can. So I guess people wouldn't look at him different. Well, he was a Jehovah's Witness, wasn't
right.
he?
Yeah.
Do they not drink?
Mm-mm. They don't.
So the poor people are funneling the white wine into the Diet Coke can.
Diet Coke can. Isn't that bizarre? But totally on brand for Michael Jackson. He also likes 7-Up Orange Crush or Fruit Punch. He will sometimes, they put a little asterisk, he'll sometimes drink tequila, gin, or Crown Royal.
What? So
yeah, but out of what?
He did like his booze a little bit.
Out of a sippy cup.
Yeah.
Holy cow. He'll eat cheese and crackers on very short flights, but he is a very timid flyer, but he will get up out of his seat during takeoff and landing. What? You can't do that, but I guess it's Michael Jackson. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Right, it's your plane.
Yeah. Be prepared to clean a lot after he deplanes.
Oh,
no chocolate, peanut butter, broccoli, or strongly scented foods. So.
Wow.
No, it's too stinky in here. No chili cheese fries. Please, no. No. That's poopy. Ooh, gross.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, Riggins, I thought I was going to get one of those great deals where luck just falls upon me. Like you and I have talked about before, where if a company sends you the wrong thing and then you think they should just say, it's yours now, We don't want to put you out. We don't want to be an inconvenience. It was our mistake, so keep it. And I was like, what? How does that work? No, you got to send it back. Yeah. It's not yours. Well, I had ordered something from a company. I had ordered a pair of tennis shoes, and a shirt, a long sleeve T-shirt. Well, the shipment from the company came, and it was the long sleeve T-shirt and no shoes, but a really, really nice, expensive wool overcoat, like for a dress situation, a dressy situation. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, if Jody contacts them and says they sent the wrong thing, and if they say, just go ahead and keep that,
it'd be amazing.
I'd be, oh, man, it was my size. It was just really great. It was plush, wonderful, wonderful. And so I said, so did they say to keep it? And she said, no, they sent me a label. We just have to drop it off when we're out at, you know, close to the UPS store next time. So it wasn't really any trouble to have to go out and do it or anything, but
it's an inconvenience though.
Yeah.
To make you make an extra trip. I just think it's good customer service if they do offer that, like, you know what, this one's on us. We screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this isn't the type of company that I would think do that. Doesn't Amazon do that? And they're the ones
sometimes
that do that.
Chewy is one. They'll say, just keep it or donate
Wayfair.
It.
Wayfair do it sometimes?
Yeah. Chewy's the best at it, though.
They're amazing. Yeah. They'll take it to the homeless or the animal shelter and donate it there. I'm like, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, but I'm still coatless.
You're coatless, yeah.
And you know, as much as I wear a suit, I needed that new overcoat to go with my suits.
Yeah.
I was about to say, when would you have worn that?
Well, if I had that, I'd have to get back into wearing suits all the time, Lindsay.
Well, I like the idea of dressing up for work. But
I would also have to get back into probably 2003 when I could still fit into the suits that I have.
It's a fat suit.
Yeah, otherwise it's not going to do me any good. Sure. You can't put that overcoat on top of a sumo wrestler suit.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
I tell you what, the number one thing should be trending all over the world. It just went up on our homepage, on all the social medias, everywhere. It's the fully produced by the professional Mr. Todd video of all of the stuff that went on with breaking and entering Christmas this year when we went to Old Fort, North Carolina. You want to see something heartwarming? You know, Christmas season's over. But just to give you a glimpse at what little bit of reprieve that we were a part of for these people who had everything destroyed in floods over the Christmas season. It's really good. So all of our social media is at the TJ Riggins Show. Is that right, Riggins?
Yeah, at TJ Riggins.
At TJ Riggins Show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
So right now, unbelievably, the top trending topic is WWE on Netflix. That started last night. 10-year deal Netflix has made with the WWE, the wrestling organization. They paid $10 billion, and they're going to do Monday Night Raw live on Netflix every Monday.
Aren't you excited, Lindsay? I know I am.
I'm so pumped.
They brought out all the big guns, The Rock, The Undertaker, John Cena.
Oh, yeah, I did see a may-may about that. I saw The Rock in the ring in a meme that was going around.
Yes, yeah, it was very
successful.
Are all
little boys obsessed with that?
I certainly was when I was a little boy.
Kyle said he was too. I was like, really? Doesn't watch it now, obviously.
Yeah, mid to late 90s was a peak for professional wrestling. And I was a little kid and I loved it.
Yeah, this may be a shocker, but I've never really been into wrestling that much or at all, really. Maybe when I was a year when I was a really little kid. But after that, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know. It was a little corny for me.
It was at its height when I was a kid. I watched it at the perfect time in the perfect era of wrestling. But, a lot of people grow out of it. But some people are still checking it out on Netflix. So they are
it's huge.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. excited about it.
And by the way, Lindsay is broadcasting from home today because she started wearing some sort of a natural deodorant, and we can't stand being in the same room with her.
Yeah. I see her on Instagram.
It's too much. It's too much.
Selling this deodorant. I go, what is she up to now? What is Lindsay up to?
I said, if y'all smell me stinking, yeah, you just tell me.
We'll let you know.
Thus, that's why she's sitting at home locked up in her closet studio today.
Yeah. Funky. Literally, my door is locked. No one wants to come in here.
Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. That was the big celebrity story yesterday. The two Hollywood, what do you call it? Not starlets. She's a starlet.
Yeah. He's Spider-Man, ain't he?
He's Spidey.
He's dang Spider-Man, and she's Disney. Wasn't she Disney star?
In the Spider-Man movie. She plays his girlfriend in the movies.
Oh, really?
So I don't know.
She wasn't a Disney star?
I have no idea if she was or not. If I would have been on the TV shows, probably, if so.
Wasn't she on the one where she and her friend, best friend, were dancers? And her best friend is that one that's redheaded from Disney that's naked all the time now?
What?
Maybe I got her confused with somebody else, but I thought that was Zendaya. She's
naked all the time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that redheaded one that's naked all the time from the Disney. She was a kid Disney person.
Oh, dear.
That's a description.
You're not kidding.
She just loves being naked.
So congratulations to them. It is an interesting week. Today is an important week in the lives of a lot of couples in America, and I'll tell you why coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, quickly, the research department at the TJ Riggins Show has let me know that I was correct. As usual, the Disney show I was talking about with Zendaya and that other one that likes to be naked all the time now that she's an adult. It was Zendaya and Bella Thorne in a show called Shake It Up. I used to watch that with my daughter.
Okay, that explains. I was going to say, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Something's not adding up here. But your daughter was into that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were spot on about Bella Thorne being naked all the time.
Yeah. She just loves it.
I don't know much about her. What does she do now? She just is a model or an actress?
An actress, yeah.
She's an actress.
Okay. Supposedly, I don't know. She's troubled, I think.
I think she was one of those OnlyFans ones that, like, very, very famous people that did an OnlyFans.
Okay.
She's not. I don't think she's naked on it, but she tried to get some money out of it.
Okay. She was naked.
Oh, she's pretty naked.
Pretty naked.
Are you saying she's naked? Ugly, are you? Naked.
She's not ugly naked.
Whoa. I'm not posing naked. I'm just pretty naked. What's that mean? It's different, you know.
Yeah.
Congratulations are in order, I guess. Jennifer Lopez has finalized her divorce from Ben Affleck. Nikki Glaser made a joke at the Golden Globes on Sunday night. She said, Ben Affleck, which Jennifer are you going to ruin next? I mean, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Lopez. But this was pretty short in comparison to the Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt divorce that took 8 years.
Yeah.
So just a couple of weeks and now they're done. J-Lo and Ben.
Yeah. And I got news for, what's her name? Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser. Jennifer Lopez was burnt. Way before this.
What?
As far as being somebody that another person could be married to and live with for a while. Too many left in her wake. Mm-hmm. She's got to be crazy. Something's got to be wrong with her.
She's been married a lot.
And in serious relationships that went nowhere, including one Mr. Puffy Daddy. So
okay, that was maybe a misstep. But the rest of the guys, so what? She got to, how many times has she been married? 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
Is that why?
That's it?
She's 50.
Well,
she's been married 4 or 5 times.
Rush Limbaugh was married 5 times.
Yeah, I wouldn't think anybody could be married to Rush Limbaugh either. As much as I loved him, I couldn't see. Just like
you just haven't found the right one yet.
Yeah, because if you know, I'm looking at it, I would think, okay, that's probably Rush's fault because he's, you know, his mind works differently and all that. But how dare you speak ill of the dead, Riggins?
Well, you're the first person to talk ill of the dead because they can't sue you, right?
Yeah.
You are so rude.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she'll find, you know, I think she's a catch still. You don't think so?
Lord, no.
You don't think?
No.
Terrible. She just needs to be single. Live it up. Listen,
the Bible says you don't need to be with somebody that's going to take your peace. That's going to take away your peace. Yeah, the Lord doesn't want that. And she seems like a peace taker to me.
You don't think
she's a peace taker?
I would always assume she would have been living her own independent life. Like, you wouldn't even have to mess with her. Like, and vice versa. Like, Ben Affleck, he's not looking for, but I guess maybe not.
I'm thinking he's not any walk in the park either.
Right.
You know, because I think he's crazy too.
Probably.
But I mean, but it's not all on him, is what I'm saying.
Understood. You know. Well, the only reason I bring it up is because this week is divorce week. This is the week where everybody comes out of the holidays and they decide, you know what, after spending a lot of time with you, I don't want to do this anymore. So they call this divorce week. So good luck, I guess.
Yeah, good luck.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Go to tjriggins.com. That's what we call the homepage. And it basically works like an app now. You can do all of the things with it that you could do with an app. And you can see the video that was professionally shot with drone coverage and produced and all by one Mr. Todd. And it is the day we were in Old Fort, North Carolina, for breaking and entering Christmas, for the little Christmas festival. It was heartwarming, touching, and such a great experience for all of us to be a part of. So go check that out at some point today, preferably right now. Shut it down. There's a survey out where they're talking about how many people go around with an extra pair of drawers on them at all times.
Like in their purse?
Yeah, it says 60% of Gen Zers and 57% of millennials say that they have, in case of emergency, underwear.
That's a big number.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
60%
of people? Accidents happen for adults?
I guess. So y'all are all millennials, so that's over half of y'all. Carrying around extra draws.
You got me.
And wouldn't that be easier to do if you're a woman? Because probably your draws aren't as big as a man's draws. And then two, you got a purse to carry them in. But I don't know. Young men of today walk around with purses all the time too.
So, that's true. He's got two pairs.
You know, they bought into that whole toxic masculinity thing where they're trying to cover up their masculinity and all.
Well, remember, I didn't have emergency drawers, but I did have emergency belt.
Yeah, after that one time. Which was basically the same thing because you'd be walking around showing yourself if you didn't have.
And I don't understand the belt thing.
Well, I was on a walk one time and it just burst. It's one of those click belts and it just shot out.
He broke the belt, broke, and then he had to have his pants held up by something.
Never again. Oh.
Yeah, he'll always have an extra belt. And where were you walking, Rob?
In Boone on a walking trail.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. He was out there.
Yeah. So are your pants so loose that you have to have a belt?
Well, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, Dullins.
Yeah, that's something that I want to bring back fashion-wise. You know, Lindsay, you got a degree in all the fashion stuff and everything. I don't know how to help get it back, but guys tucking their shirt tail into their jeans with no belt, like from the 80s and early 90s, that was a cool look. I want to bring that back. No belt, shirt tail tucked into the jeans.
No. Make it so.
And in my school, which was a public school, and they still had dress codes and stuff, but not uniforms. But that was number one for the boys. You have to wear a belt.
Oh, sure. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So bring that back, Lindsay.
Okay, let me work on that.
Single-handedly bring that style back.
Let's do a post today about it.
Shirt tails tucked into jeans. Really cool designer jeans, too, would be preferable. Like Jabot or Jordache or something like that, you know.
Jordache.
So let's get on that pronto.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
We don't usually do shouts out. Hmm. Would it be shouts out or shout outs?
I don't know.
Shout outs. Shout outs. Either way, we usually don't do it. But we have a huge fan that we'd like to say what's up to. And that is Lindsay's fine mama.
Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing?
Hey, Carol.
Tell them what Miss Carol just sent you, texting you.
She just texted me. Now, keep in mind, it's 6 in the morning. I want one of those cuddle bubble blankets. How do I get one of those? She said someone she knows has a knockoff from a store, and it already has a hole in it. So don't get me one of those knockoffs.
Yeah. So that's the cuddle bubble throw from Cozy Earth that that I've been endorsing, influencing, you know. At Cozy Earth, they knew what they were doing, obviously.
Yeah.
And they said, let's get him to do that. Sold out, like, after the second time I talked about it. I don't know if they've restocked yet or not, Lynn. But she can use that promo code and get 41% off of it. All other influencers and stuff only, like, they get as high as 40% off. Yeah. But mine's 41% off because I demanded to have a higher discount than the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when those college football coaches sign new contracts and they want to make at least $1 more than the highest paid before them. That's kind of the way it was.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So TJRiggins.com/deals, and she can get that. And while she's there, you can go ahead and buy a bunch of other stuff too, still with the promo code TJ, and the 41% off applies for all of it.
Perfect.
But I'm going to need to see her modeling it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to cuddle under that blanket.
I know. Wonder what color she's going to get. I'm going to send her links of stuff I want too. So
yeah, do that. But your mom is pretty strong for her age and all, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because she'll need to be as heavy as that thing is. I mean, I'm telling you, if it's like a cross between a mink coat and a what you call the weighted blanket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that what you have? Is that what it's called, Rob? Weighted blanket?
I love a weighted blanket.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, we were doing that little video, silly thing with Lindsay's little girl. Yeah. I thought that blanket was going to crush her. We were underneath it, popping out from under, and I was like, I pulled it up over us, and she goes, are you okay?
Hello.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah.
But how about Lindsay's mom calling out her friend, too? She got a knockoff one. It's already tearing up.
Bootleg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About to lose her as a friend.
Yeah.
It's already got a hole in it, she said.
You know what you should do? You should text her back, Lynn, and go, well, I swanny.
She'd love that. She still says it.
Yeah. We were having to teach Rob and Riggins what I swanny means because it's an old school country saying. And I'm wearing a shirt today that says Swanee Theater. That's the place in Kannapolis down from my little friend Jenny's condo where we saw that 80s band the other night for New Year's Eve. So it took them a while to get what I Swanee meant because it still doesn't sound like it makes sense to them.
Yeah,
I still don't get it either.
It's like it doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't. It doesn't, but it's just a word.
It just doesn't.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.